Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, you know what day? It's Thursday. Indeed. As we circle and land to get close to the surface, let's take a stroll on Planet Rick. How are you, Mr. Hector?
Man, I am great. You know what? And on this great day, you know, all I can do is just look around, man, and look at all of these people who are losing their minds. It's just crazy to be like the calm guy in the room. But I'm on here on Planet Rick, and, man, I'm just enjoying the view, man, as I soar through the universe.
Looking down at the scurrying ants, right?
Yeah, man, it's just really crazy, man. You know, because we've gone through a few things, man. You know, like rumors of things, right? You know, there's always some boogeyman that's right around the corner, you know, to motivate behavior and get you to engage in fear, man. You know, swine flu.
Bird, you know, during swine flu.
Ebola? Talk to me about swine flu.
Swine flu was in 2010 during the Obama administration. I don't remember. And there was, you know, there was tens of millions of cases of that. And I don't remember anybody saying Obama was going to crash the market, which is what they're saying now.
So you think like many people, or some people anyway, I've seen online, that there's a political component to this.
Well, I do simply because of certain things. First of all, just from regular old flu, if we're going to have the minimum we lose per year to flu is 12,000 people. So that means right now we've lost 3,000 people to flu just in the United States.
Right.
And we have millions of cases of that every year. And flu is much more dangerous than coronavirus. Coronavirus is what makes it bad is it's more contagious, right?
Right.
Item number two is that, you know, we have more vet, and I, as of the last time I looked, I think we've had 38 deaths, which is bad. It's bad by any measure.
Yeah, any death is bad, man. But, you know, death is part of life, man. Here's the thing. You can't make it through this thing we call life alive. We're all born to die, Bill.
Of course.
I just want to throw that out there.
Some of us have just, you know, I shave my head so I don't look as old as I do. Am.
Right?
Anyway. Yeah, I think a lot of this, I mean, when you look at what's going on right now and the fact that you got half of America saying it's not that big of a thing and you got half of America saying we're all going to die, and in the meantime, you can't find any toilet paper at Walmart.
Man, what are we going to do, right? You got to go. You don't have any toilet paper, man. I think if I wrote an article and posted on a blog, you know, what to do when you don't have any toilet paper. I don't know, man. That's a bigger problem, I think, than this so-called swine, than this so-called, well, it's not the swine flu. Which flu we on? What, swine flu? No. Bird flu? No. Ebola? No. With Corona, right. Man, I can't even keep track of all these alleged pandemics that are supposed to scare us out of everything. You know, just from a freedom standpoint, look at all the places that are shutting down and they don't want, you know, crowds bigger than, I've been seeing around Detroit, you know, there's a place where it's bigger than 100, you know, they're trying to, you know, ask people, you know, not to go.
But, I'm wondering what's going to happen with the NRA meetup.
Oh, I just got the word on that, man. I just got a inbox on Facebook from a board member, a good friend of mine. She told me they just canceled the NRA meeting, man. So some of y'all might be hearing this for the very first time. NRA convention has been canceled.
That's the first time I heard it.
Well, you heard it here first, man. Sometimes Planet Rick keeps his ears to the grapevine, man.
So I know people. Have to get off the earth.
Breaking news, man. Breaking news. You heard
I'd already decided I couldn't go just because of my background, because I'm sort of operating on a deficit with my lungs already anyway.
Maybe you had the virus, man.
That's the thing. See, this is the thing with the coronavirus. The conjecture is among the medical people that a lot of people have had it and just didn't know it. Which, if that's the case, that makes it less deadly. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean,
that's the thing, man. If you're, you know, relatively young, strapping, good health, you know, you probably had it, recovered, and life went on. Because I was sick for a minute, man. Like, right after you got sick, when you came back from the SHOT Show, wasn't it?
When the SHOT Show, I gave it to you over the phone? I went to SHOT Show, yeah.
You probably did, man. This is
over the phone.
Super, super duper virus stuff, man. It's got people freaking out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, as I was looking over the internet, just going through some of the things that we collectively have freaked out over, man, swine flu, bird flu, Ebola, like, whatever, man. You know, and it's all media-driven, you know? And it's like nobody at the media is, like, calling in sick, man. I think it's all hands on deck, all the articles and stuff that they're printing. But yet and still, you know what? It's just fear, man. And fear sells. Fear sells, man.
It does.
And then after this thing blows over, then we're going to just laugh at ourselves, and the media is just going to be laughing at us and not point the fingers back at them that they're the ones that got everyone all worked up.
I did do something, though, like for the thumb. I think the reason Rick got out there and he posted he posted the podcast from one of the Planet Rick ones, and I used your logo that you had built, that I suggested you get that logo that way.
Right.
And I think you got a community strike for that, right?
Facebook. Man. Yeah. You know.
So I've just got a head and shoulders picture of you.
Well, you know, here's the thing, man. It's just that I just decided, you know, and I'm not even going to mention that social media site because they probably have their minions listening to your show so they can know who not to publish information on their platform, man. I just won't post that stuff on that site, man. People have to find, you know, my Planet Rick on places other than Facebook, because I'm tired of these community strikes that they're giving me, because eventually I think, you know, when you're of a certain political bent and think a certain way and you espouse things like freedom and guns, they just looking for a reason to get rid of you, you know?
I think it was the imagery, though, Rick. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff up there. And, I mean, that's why I got a picture of you. I just got a picture of you. And, you know, I don't know if you want to try to put that up there. You can if you want to, but I thought about this time as much as I have the logo. Rick has a great logo for the Planet Rick segment.
Oh, man.
It's really good.
Love it, man.
Yeah, it's
love
really
it,
good.
Man.
We're headed to the first
fiber
break.
Fiber is a beautiful thing.
It is. Headed to the first break. Tell everybody how they find Rick Ector.
You can find me, Rick Ector, Planet Rick. I'm all over the place, man. Facebook, YouTube, you know, and even, you know, I even put up a fundraiser page. Rick Ector, look at me on GoFundMe. We're talking about all the great stuff we're trying to do in May.
Indeed. Indeed. Of course, you can find him here. He's all over the media, all the time all over the media. I mean, literally all over the media. And that's just on his bad days. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Rick Ector. This is Planet Rick. What is our lesson for today, sir?
Well, man, you know what? I can't get away from the headlines, man, and all the implications that exist, you know, because of this, you know, fear, man. Nothing sells like fear. And yeah. Right now, you know, we live in a media-driven society, man, and I just can't go anywhere. TV, radio, internet, it's like some people are losing their minds, and you know what? I think that the media itself has a hidden agenda with respect to perpetuating certain fears for nothing more than ratings, man. And it's really sad because there's some consequences, you know, economically that are, you know, going to happen as a result of that. And I've already mentioned to you earlier on the first break, I mean, even the NRA has been impacted. We have canceled our annual meeting and conference in Nashville, man. You know, my people are telling me. And also I saw a note I got from the USCCA. They're postponing or delaying their annual meeting that they're having, man. So, you know, people are just buying into the fear. And I just wanted to talk about what people can do to allay their fears and concerns. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I want to talk about how I've been impacted by all this hysteria and fear, man. Nothing sells like fear, Bill. Bill, no. Are you afraid?
Not really, no. And I see now. See, for me and you, right? I mean, you've had a stroke. I've had a heart attack and open heart surgery. You've had a stroke and rehabilitation right. From that. Something like coronavirus or flu, which I just got over the flu, and I mean the flu kicked me around for a month. Coronavirus is over with in about 6 days. I wish I'd had coronavirus. Huh?
Man, on top of that, man, I got started down this rabbit hole for doing nothing more than, you know, spending too much time in my garage coming home from work.
Yeah.
You know, playing the radio and got robbed in my driveway, man. So,
yeah.
Man, I've stared at death twice, at least twice, seriously, man. And this fear hysteria that seems to be, you know, at least gripping the media and God, man, if you need toilet paper, good luck, man.
Or hand sanitizer. or any sort of, if you're a painter and you need a mask for a particulate matter,
right. You
tough
know,
luck.
There are some places that are not even selling masks right now.
Well, like Lowe's, Home Depot, they're blown
right.
away. Blown away.
Yeah.
What
you
are
know,
the painters doing?
I don't know, man. I guess it's better to ingest paint fumes and paint particles than it is to, you know, give yourself a warm and fuzzy feeling that you're protecting yourself against the coronavirus.
The thing about the toilet paper, I don't understand. I just had Kerry Davis from Dark Angel Medical on the show. And, you know, this is not the norovirus. I'd forgotten about the norovirus, but the norovirus would cause you to, you know, have a lot of diarrhea and dehydrate.
Right.
But the coronavirus doesn't do that to you. So right now there's people at their house that has, like, you know, 96 rolls of toilet paper, and they're not going to have to buy toilet paper for I don't know how long.
You know, man, look, I don't care what happens. It's as long as I have toilet paper, man. I mean, like, so I'm going to, you know, and, you know, mortgage rates are down, man. Refinance the house and just buy a case of the toilet paper, you know. A whole cargo, you know, van full of it, man. I mean, what are we going to do, Bill?
I don't know.
And here's the thing. When you look at something like all these conferences that are canceling, like here locally in Detroit, you know, I was just looking through the newspapers, man. It's a ton of venues that are just basically closing their doors, man. You can't go to a hospital and visit a loved one right now because of fear of this virus. We're talking about schools. They're closing the schools down. Universities, you know, students are being stranded. Concerts, fairs, theaters. And you know what? They're talking about impacting my favorite thing to do in all of March. In March, I like tell the world goodbye as I turn on my TV and engage in what annual activity in March?
March Madness? Well, they canceled
March
that.
March Madness, man. They're
They've
talking about
that.
Impacting March Madness. I don't know if they canceled it, but
they have. Yeah.
I thought they were just not going to allow people to watch the games, man. But now they're just not going to play the games, right?
I haven't got the details on that. I mean, I had heard a lot of stuff about they were going to play games without audiences.
Right.
And that's what they were going to do in the NBA, and then somebody in the NBA got it. And, then they canceled the season for the NBA as well.
Wow. All I can say is wow, man. And so looking at this environment, this fear-based environment that we're in, and I'm telling you, I'm taking notes on everyone that's engaging in this fear-based behavior, man, because I'm going to really give you the business when this whole thing blows over.
Sure.
But if you're talking about doing something, you know, like an event, you know, it's something that I think, you know, looking at it now, that you have to keep in mind. Now, my big event that I do every year, man, it's not until, you know, the week after Mother's Day. So I'm guessing and hoping that all this hysteria will blow over and when people finally come to their senses. But, you know, just some of the things that I've been sitting here doing, you know, I said, well, look, if people, for whatever reason, and I haven't gotten any feedback or any word that people are entertaining any thoughts of not participating in the event. But if I wanted to give them like a good, warm and fuzzy feeling, what could I or other businesses do to make them feel good about coming in and being a part of the project?
Well, if you have lots of hand sanitizer, which like my gym for a day did not have any.
Right.
And then they got some back today. That made it. Well, you know what? We'll talk about that. We've talked into the break because I'm such a semi-professional. This is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow lost more than 2,100 points, the biggest single-day point loss. The major stock indexes lost more than 9% or more as bad news regarding the coronavirus continues to be reported. Although when it comes to the stock market, Chris Hogan with Ramsey Solutions tells Fox News,
We know we are definitely inside of a bear market and things are looking rough right now, but I'm reminding people that we've been here before. As we've walked through the situation with SARS and swine flu and post 9/11. So I'm telling people, while drama may be going on, we must remain calm.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is canceling next week's scheduled recess to continue to work on the coronavirus crisis. Republicans are working with the White House on crafting an economic relief package. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Planet Rick, and we're talking to Rick Ector, and we've been talking about fear, stoked-up fear that Rick believes is stoked up by the media. I agree. I concur. Why do you think they're stoking it up? That's my question.
Oh, man, it could be a variety of reasons, but I'll tell you one thing that I know that's universally true, regardless of your political bent or slant or, you know, your take on the world or your take on politics. And it's very root, man. One thing sells more so than anything, man, and it's fear, man. Fear sells, and it's always big and it's always huge, and people get wrapped up in it, man, and it causes you to make some very irrational decisions, man. I tell you. I was looking at a friend's page on social media, man. He's like, hey, you know, mortgages are down. Look at the price of gasoline. Great time to go on a trip or go on a vacation. Good time to refinance your house. Man, let me tell you, if you're not a girly man, it's a good time to take advantage of some opportunities out here.
But, yeah. I know a bunch of people that are buying stock right now.
Yeah, I mean, the time to buy stock is after the market has crashed, man. Buy low, sell high, man. But you know what? It takes guts to buy when the stocks are crashing, man. It takes guts. But, you know, people don't really have guts. But,
I know a few right now. I was one of them. Yeah. Anyway.
And this whole coronavirus, man, you know, I'm just being forward thinking. You know, I haven't, you know, been hearing much of anything in terms of impacting me, but I just like to foresee things before I have to like really deal with it. And I'm like, okay, if for whatever reason people were freaking out about me and my attempt to break my all-time world record of 814 women trained in a day.
That's right. That's right.
That I'm going to do 1 week after Mother's Day. You know, Mother's Day is on the 10th, you know, of May. And so my event is always 1 week after Mother's Day. So it'll be on Sunday, May 17th this year. My goal is to train 1,000 women how to shoot. And, you know, my sponsors have been really great, man, you know, in terms of giving me everything I needed. But when I was putting together my budget, man, I wasn't thinking about, you know, all this fear-induced panic I'm seeing all over the place. It's really disheartening to see it because I know it's all going to blow over in, I don't know, a week or two, man. And then I'm going to take notes of everyone that was acting like, you know, very unbecoming, and I'm going to tease them relentlessly until they unfriend me in social media. But right now, what I'm doing, you're laughing. I am so serious, man.
Well, I just like the way you're thinking. I'm just enjoying the way you're thinking.
You know,
I'm not laughing at you. I just like what you're saying.
You know, what can
I do? See, this is a thing.
Right.
Well, I mean, let's say you're right. You probably are. It's going to probably blow over, and it'll blow over before the NRA would have actually occurred. Right.
Right.
So once they cancel it, then the first thing that happens is everybody that's got a hotel room booked is going to cancel that reservation. Flights are being canceled right now as we speak. And if something were to come on right now, if all of a sudden the switch flips and we now have a vaccine for it and we know it's 100% effective, and if you take it, they're not going to be able to recover that. And like for you, when you go to NRA, you're networking, you're looking for people to get you some ammo, you're looking for people to be your RSOs, and all this other stuff in your record attempts. So they have the impact. Everybody feels the impact of this right now. Everybody's feeling the impact.
So, you know, in this fear-induced environment, man, you know, I'm like, okay. You know, what are the experts saying, man? You know what? Wash your doggone hands, right? So I'm like, okay. Let me load up on some gloves, load up on some hand sanitizers instead of using, you know, the community, you know, shooting glasses, make sure everybody has their own pair of shooting glasses and hearing protection, you know, make everything like uber sanitary and personalized. And you know what? When you start multiplying things by 1,000, because I'm going for my all-time record of 1,000 women trained, you know, it starts to add up. And, you know, it becomes an economic thing. So, which is why I'm telling all my fans, people that support me and want to see me train 1,000 women how to shoot a gun in these, you know, regularly challenging time when we're just usually scared of being carjacked, home invaded, robbed, and raped. Now, you know, people are fearing this virus, and I personally feel it's going to blow over very soon. But in the meantime, you know, we all, as people who are trying to do things, we're not going to buy into the fear. We need to keep things going, man. And I need to keep this women's event going because, you know what? I would really hate to forego all the good that I can do to empower women against the things that people are normally and legitimately afraid of, like robbers, rapists, and carjackers and home invaders, man. My thing is, make it through this period, and you know what? I'm going to need folks to support Rick Ector over at the site, man. I need them to come over and see me over at GoFundMe. Send me some cash. Help me get through this trying period, and so we can train these 1,000 women how to be safe, man. It's just funny.
Well, that's not funny. The challenge that you face is not funny because you need every day between now and then now on the day of your event to try to get all of the things in place, because you really need, you have a lot of moving parts in that that have got to come together.
I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, man. You know, you got to have, you know, the gun range. You know, I have a great partnership with those guys, and they love having me in the event. There is win-win, especially when this is like the slow season, you know, Mother's Day, because Mother's Day, believe it or not, is their slowest day. Everybody's taking mom out for dinner and buying her flowers and treating her like the queen she is. Nobody's taking the queen to the gun range, apparently, so that worked out great. So I do my event always the week after Mother's Day. And just to allay any concerns in this fear-based environment we find ourselves, I'm thinking forward and I'm like, look, Rick Ector signed up for GoFundMe to get some things to make people feel comfortable and safer, you know, glasses that's theirs and they don't have to drop them in the community pile, you know, some gloves, sanitizers, wipes, whatever it's going to take, you know, and I just need folks to come on through and support me so we can have this thing go through, man, because I would hate for this fear-based environment to undo or have the potential to undo the good that I'm trying to do out here for the community, because we got real things to be concerned about, like robbers, rapists, carjackers, and home invaders, and women are their preferred targets.
Let me get you to hold on right there real quick and tell people how they find Rick Ector.
Man, they can find me all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Been doing a lot of work on YouTube right now, Detroit CCW. And also you can find me, Rick Ector, RickEctor. Check out my GoFundMe because I'm trying to get all this stuff up so women can feel even safer at the gun range in this fear-based environment that seems to be unjustifiably growing these days.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's Planet Rick tonight, and we are talking to Rick Hector about, well, we've been talking about the effects of misinformation. Would you call this misinformation?
I call it panic and fear-induced selling, man. You know what? Over the years, and we counted down, you know, some of these issues that people were worried about, you know, swine flu, bird flu, Ebola, all this stuff. It's all selling fear, right?
Right.
And it's all overblown, and then it becomes, the media buys into it, and they hype the heck out of it. And eventually, when the results do not come to fruition, then the media, they never say, oh, we were wrong. They're like, oh, you guys were such sheep and such cowards, and look at all the crazy, dumb things you guys did. Look at all the things that you could have taken advantage of. Had you just used that cell phone that you're selling fear and just used your internet connection and looked at, like, the American Red Cross, redcross.org, and see what redcross.org is telling people to do. There's three main things that the Red Cross is telling people to do at this time. Can you take a guess at what those three things are?
No, sir, I cannot. I want to hear what you say about them.
They said, one, disinfect, man. You know,
yeah.
If you got some common surfaces, you're around the home, the workplace, or anytime you spend, you know, any appreciable amount of time, your park. I mean, clean it up and disinfect it, man, you know. Kill the germs. Clean up. Just be a clean person, you know? And two, and this is a big one, right? And it's one I was joking with some people online about, you know, wash your hands. and keep them clean. Wash your hands, you know. There's one person I was talking to on social media, you know, this guy was like, but, you know, it's like how you notice you go to a fast food restaurant and you're in the restroom, and you notice how they had a sign on the wall that only employees must wash their hands, you know?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Everybody should wash their hands, man.
Sure.
Quote from the Bible, right? Cleanliness is next to godliness, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the third one, if you have to cough or sneeze, cover your doggone mouth. Go somewhere. Don't be coughing and sneezing on people. And this is from the American Red Cross, man. It doesn't get much simpler than that. I mean, we can hype everything up, man, and we can scare people to death, man. And let me tell you, I've had my own scares, man. I'm going to tell you what's scary. What's scary is having a stroke and waking up in a hospital and can't walk, man, and wondering, you know, if, you know, your memory is going to come back to where it was before you had the stroke, man. That's scary. What's scary is getting robbed in your driveway by two thugs who probably don't think much about your life, man, and you could just be gone and not here. That's scary.
That's scary.
This fear-induced selling and panic that they're selling right now, man. You know what? I'm not paying it any mind.
I'm going to tell you something. In the United States, every day, 6,000 to 7,000 people die. Most of them are older, right? Most of them are older. Some of them may be sick, but we lose 6,000 to 7,000 people a day. Well, nearly 2.5 million people a year. In China, they have 25,000 people that die per year. 25,000 people die every day. 9 million a year in China. The virus in China, where they do not have the facilities that we have, where it all started, where their version of hygiene is, using the fitting room as a toilet, because that's what they do. They'll sneeze in people's faces and think that's just okay. That has added 50 deaths per day in China for 2 months, and now it has bottomed out, and the cases are receding in China. And do you know how they got? You know how the disease started?
No, please tell me. How did it start?
From the consumption of snakes.
Wow.
So Italy has just over 1,000 deaths a day from all causes, and that number has grown by about 50 per day from the virus. But, you know, one of the things that's happening where all of these countries that are having all these deaths happening per day, do you want to know the common thing they have in common?
What?
Socialized medicine.
Really? That sounds interesting.
Well, I mean, right now, China. China's socialized medicine. Iran. They got a lot of deaths happening in Iran and Italy, socialized medicine. In Singapore, they got on top of it. In Taiwan, they got on top of it really quick. And, they don't have the populations of China. But that's the thing. Socialized medicine does not mean medical care. It means access. So you can go to the doctor, and you don't have to pay to get into the doctor's office. But now actually getting treatment is another thing altogether. The other thing in China is they're doing, the way they are doing quarantining is, it's like invasion of the body snatchers.
How is that?
Forced quarantine.
Man, don't even get me started on China.
Military is rounding them up.
You know, China, man, they have so many people, man. I think over in China, I don't really think the government really has, the government there has any real,
it's intimidation.
Perceived benefit of actually saving people, man.
Yeah.
You know, they have so many people. I think they want people to die.
In Wuhan, though, right now in Wuhan, we could go to Wuhan right now and go to the grocery store, and they have everything there. There's no empty shelves. Food is plentiful. They've done one thing they've done is they prepackaged all food. So now, like, if they don't have a butcher where you can say, I want five of those and two of those. They have already got prepackaged. You can buy what's packaged. That's it. That's all there is.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're not experiencing shortages. They're just experiencing quarantining and locked down. They're basically locked down. You got to have a permit to get into the city. You got to have a pass to leave to go to work. And you got to have a permit to go back in your building. So that's what's happening in China. That's what's happening in China right now. So,
you know, man, let me tell you, me and you, we've had some things that we genuinely, from virtue of experience, have a reasonable cause to be fearful of, man. And your health is definitely, you know, the one, man. Strokes and heart attacks, man. Even some man-made maladies such as being robbed at gunpoint on your own property, man.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that keeps me up at night, man. Some media-driven fantasies about the world going to end and mass deaths. I'm not buying into it, and I'm not buying into the fear, man.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Well, I mean, we've already had 20,000 deaths this year from flu. Flu's been a very busy season. Just a regular flu. I had regular flu. It basically knocked me out for about a month. I was missing a bunch of shows. I was having to run a lot of reruns. I was trying to do, you know, I do like 1 hour just to try to stay in the loop or something. It's right. Nothing, you know, the flu is nothing to, I would rather have had coronavirus.
You know, I came down with something right after you had recovered, man.
Yeah,
here,
you told me.
And it knocked me down, man. You know, I actually stayed on the couch for a few days. And you know what? I actually, and here's the thing. I'm not really big on, you know, cooking anyway. I actually got up and made decent meals, man, and I just had zero appetite.
Yeah.
Zero. I had no desire to eat this food that I had just cooked, man.
Understood. Yeah, no appetite. I get it. You probably had the flu, too. We got about 30 seconds. Tell everybody how they find you.
Man, they find me all over the place. Rick Hector. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Been doing major work over on YouTube, Detroit CCW. Also, like I said, I'm training 1,000 women the week after Mother's Day on May 17th. Support me on GoFundMe. Let's get past this fear-induced economy. They're trying to run down our throats. Ignore the media, man. They're just selling fear.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, man, always a pleasure. Look forward to Planet Rick next Thursday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Coming up next, a very special 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.